Hello there, and welcome to What You May Have Missed. And this week, we are delving into the fairy tales of another famous author who was writing at the same time as our dynamic duo friends, the Brothers Grimm. Another author whose work has been adapted into many films, Hans Christian Andersen. Yes, the tale of today comes from the author of stories such as The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, and The Princess and the Pea. But the story for today is not one of these. Before I tell you what it is, though, let me remind you that if you head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk, then you can keep up to date with the exploits of Percy and Engelbert. And if you could hit the download button on wherever it is you listen to this show, then that would be of a great help to me. And if you have an idea for an episode, then drop me a line on TikTok or Instagram and I'll get an episode out there for you. Right. Today's story from Hans Christian Andersen. The Butterfly. There was once a butterfly who wished for a bride, and, as may be supposed, he wanted to choose a very pretty one from among the flowers. He glanced with a very critical eye at all the flower beds and found that the flowers were seated quietly and demurely on their stalks, just as maidens should sit. But there was a great number of them, and it appeared as if making his choice would become very wearisome. The butterfly did not like to take too much trouble, so he flew off on a visit to the daisies. The French call this flower Marguerite, and say that it can prophesy. Lovers pluck off the leaves, and as they pluck each leaf, they ask a question about their sweethearts thus. Does he or she love me? Dearly? Distractedly? Very much? A little? Not at all? And so on. Each one speaks these words in his or her own language. The butterfly came also to Marguerite to inquire, but he did not pluck off her leaves. He pressed a kiss on each of them, for he thought there was always more to be done by kindness. "Darling Marguerite Daisy," he said to her, "you are the wisest woman of them all. Pray tell me which of the flowers I shall choose for my wife. Which will be my bride? When I know, I will fly directly to her and propose." But Marguerite did not answer him. She was offended that he should call her a woman when she was only a girl. There is a great difference. He asked her a second time and then a third, but she remained dumb, answering him not at all. Then he would wait no longer, but flew away to commence his wooing at once. It was in the early spring, when the crocus and the snowdrop were in full bloom. "They are very pretty," thought the butterfly, "charming little lasses, but they are rather stiff and formal." Then, as young lads often do, he looked out for the older girls. He next flew to the anemones, but these were rather sour to his taste. The violet was a little too sentimental, the lime blossoms were too small, and besides, there was such a large family of them. The apple blossoms, though they looked like roses, bloomed today but might fall off tomorrow with the first wind that blew, and he thought a marriage with one of them might last too short a time. The pea blossom pleased him most of all. She was white and red, graceful and slender, and belonged to those domestic maidens who have a pretty appearance yet can be useful in the kitchen. You can tell when this story was written. He was just about to make her an offer when, close by her, he saw a pod with a withered flower hanging at the end. "Who is that?" he asked.
"That is my sister," replied the pea blossom.
"Oh, indeed, and you will be like her some day?" said he, and at once he flew away, for he felt quite shocked. A honeysuckle hung forth from the hedge in full bloom, but there were so many girls like her with long faces and sallow complexions. No, he did not like her. But which one did he like? Spring went by and summer drew towards its close. Autumn came, but he had not decided. The flowers now appeared in their most gorgeous robes, but all in vain, they had not the fresh, fragrant air of youth. The heart asks for fragrance even when it is no longer young, and there is very little of that to be found in the dahlias or the dry chrysanthemums. Therefore the butterfly turned to the mint on the ground. This plant, you know, has no blossom, but is sweetness all over. It is full of fragrance from head to foot, with the scent of a flower in every leaf. "I will take her,"
said the butterfly, and he made her an offer. But the mint stood silent and stiff as she listened to him. At last she said, "I can give you friendship if you like, nothing more. I am old and you are old, but we may live for each other just the same. As to marrying, however, no, that would appear ridiculous at our age."
And so it happened that the butterfly got no wife at all. He had been too long choosing, which is always a bad plan, and became what is called an old bachelor. It was late in the autumn, with rainy and cloudy weather. The cold wind blew over the bowed backs of the willows so that they creaked again. It was not the weather for flying about in summer clothes, but fortunately the butterfly was not out in it. By a happy chance he had got a shelter. It was in a room, heated by a stove, and as warm as summer. He could live here, he said, well enough.
"But it is not enough merely to exist," said he. "I need freedom, sunshine, and a little flower for a companion."
So he flew against the window-pane, and was seen and admired by those in the room, who caught him and stuck him on a pin in a box of curiosities. They could do no more for him.
"Now I am perched on a stalk like the flowers," said the butterfly. "It's not very pleasant, certainly. I imagine it is something like being married, for here I am stuck fast."
And with this thought, he consoled himself a little.
"That seems very poor consolation,"
said one of the plants in the room that grew in a pot.
"Ah," thought the butterfly, "one can't very well trust these plants in pots. They have had too much to do with human beings."
Well, there we go. Our first foray into the stories of Hans Christian Andersen, with a tale about a daft butterfly who ends up on a pin. To be fair, I think he deserved it. You can definitely date this story, given its language. Anyway, what did you make of this tale from Denmark? Just like the Brothers Grimm, I have a feeling we will be sojourning into Andersen's work again. But not now, because now we have On This Day in History. And on the 14th of March, 1689, the Convention of Estates of Scotland opened to decide on offering the Scottish crown to William III and Mary Stuart, or to James II of England. They ultimately settled with William and Mary. In 1899, German Ferdinand von Zeppelin received a US patent for a navigable balloon. And on this day, in 2018, the NASA twin study found that Scott Kelly was no longer identical to his twin brother after 1 year in space, as 7% of his genes were altered. And that's your lot for this week, but do drop me a message if there's an episode that you fancy hearing. And I shall talk at you again next week in another episode of What You May Have Missed.